This ain't Texas. All right, this ain't Texas. This ain't Texas. All right, stop. Dead ass. This ain't Texas. Stop right now. This ain't Texas.
Milton.
Oh my earrings, oh my purse.
Big red fox, I'm too fly, so they hate. Do it every week, same shit, different place. No matter what I wear, everybody wanna taste. So fresh, so clean in my
all black lace.
Roll in the club, all eyes on me. I'm that bitch, walk straight to VIP. Table in my name, living life, no shame. This bitch touching my bottle, bout to wish she never came. She must be drunk, giving me that screw face. She's spilling drinks on my shit, and that's violating my space. Spill it one more time, Fox might have to catch a case. That last drop on my coat was your last mistake. Hold my earrings, hold my purse, it's not your feelings, it's gon' get hurt. Hold my earrings, hold my purse, it's not your feelings, it's gon' get hurt. Hold my earrings, hold my purse, it's not your feelings, it's gon' get hurt. Hold my earrings, hold my purse, it's not your feelings, it's gon' get hurt.
You know how, I've seen how a metronome is going? What the fuck? You know how, like, an evil eye, do you know the evil eye?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those little charms, when you lose them, that's mm-hmm. actually supposed to be a good sign, because it means that the evil eye worked, like it did its job to keep you safe from whatever.
Like it warned off that attack.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So if an evil eye in your home or in your possession mysteriously goes missing, it's like, oh shit, girl, like they came for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm treating the fact that I'm losing every single piece of audio equipment
like that
as an evil eye kind of situation.
It's the mic's breaking. Adapters being lost.
Both mics breaking on the same day. Adapter for the headphones being lost. Both my pairs of earbuds that I always record with being lost.
Yeah. And the thing is, we've had all this equipment for 4 years. And yeah. Now all of a sudden it's like...
Maybe it's time for a new era. A new chapter is opening. We're
so
talking into our brand new, fresh off the presses microphones. Hopefully it doesn't sound too different to you folks.
Ooh,
at home.
So icy.
So tasty. Ice in my wrist. I got a pep.
Yeah, I have. We used to have these kind of like dull rose gold kind of microphones, and now we have two chrome, one blue, one green, peppermint and spearmint.
And they do look just like the ones that we use. It just feels less tampered with.
Yeah, it does feel like it's been through less abuse. Like everything, yeah. Like the cords are still kind of powdery.
Yeah. They're still like they're still formed in a way where it's like, oh, these haven't gotten fucked up and like
exactly.
Torn off.
Like the cords aren't like kind of gooey.
I'm like,
were you like, touch the cable and gooey. It's like, wow, it's like for me massaging these cords.
I treat the tripod legs on the mic like a little fidget thing, like a little fidget toy in my hand.
Yeah, always. That's what, like, I could never use it as a proper tripod because they were so wobbly for me, like, fucking with them all the time.
We also made it a horrible habit to hold our mics. I think that every other podcast visually, no one's holding really their mic or like wielding it. But that's why we're so passionate. It's because I feel like I'm a politician.
I feel like TikTok podcasters hold their mics. That's not true.
Like Brittany Broski, the two faggots, like they don't hold their mics.
The two faggots. Do you follow any like normie podcasters on TikTok?
Mm-mm. The only podcast I really listen to nowadays actually is Nymphowars.
Nymphowars, yeah, mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know why, just like I can't get into any other podcast that's not giving me like comedy stream.
Honestly, yeah, they're. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're the only thing that doesn't. The thing that happens to me is that when I listen to other people's podcasts, mm-hmm. Down with OPP,
yeah,
I usually will start without even realizing mimicking what they said, like I'll like be like, oh well, this random podcaster heard, like I am the sort of person who the most recent opinion I've heard is also my opinion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. yeah so that's like when people read a book or watch a movie, it's like I'm so enveloped in that,
like, oh, I love that movie, like I love this movie so much that like I'm seeing traces of that movie everywhere I go.
Yes, exactly,
right. Mm-hmm. And it's worse with podcasting because people who are like podcast heads,
yeah,
they all are listening to the same kinds of podcasts that I am. So like people would be like, are you talking about this because these fucking people talked about that?
Like, yes.
No, it's my original thoughts sprung straight from my mind's eye.
I just feel like I wouldn't want to listen to a podcast that's serious. I don't care about serious topics or being
I do not care.
I really want to get into the canceled podcast, which is Brooke and Tana Mojo.
Tana Mojo.
Yes.
Love her. Tana Mongoose.
Tana Mongoose. Do you know how old she is?
She's younger than us, no?
Take a guess. How old is she?
Tana.
This is also like TanaCon, like.
Oh, yeah. Shane Dawson, I guess TanaCon. We were kind of young when the whole TanaCon thing happened.
Yeah. But like Shane Dawson covered it and all that stuff when his series was coming up. How old is she?
She's got to be 28.
She's 25.
She's 25.
She's a year younger than us. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. So that was happening like concurrently with whatever we were doing. So she was hella young.
She was young when she and she talked about it recently where she was like, I don't know who gave me that power as such a child to run a convention.
She was like 17.
Like 19 running a full
convention. Of course
convention.
It went bad. Are you fucking kidding? I think it's just everyone assumes that like these kind of sexy teen stars have like handlers who know what they're doing.
Right. They don't.
But oh my god, a fucking YouTuber, they don't have a team.
You don't get real management.
Like, no, oh my god, if you're what is there to manage? You're a YouTuber.
Right, and then they also fly out so quickly now. Where like you're not going to get real management or like real infrastructure as like a celebrity as an influencer.
Yeah. And you know every single time that a 19-year-old smokes weed, they're like, "We should have a fucking convention about me. We should
Thought we should topics
book
con. Out,
yeah. Thought con. We're going to book out the Rosemont Center and
Thought con. Thought con.
I'm the Thought con. Load it up.
Hey, girl. Is that $4 in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Why don't you take those bad boys to patreon.com/thoughttopics and invest in bonus episodes for your future? For your children and your children's children? We'll be waiting with the door unlocked.